news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The U.S. death toll surpassed 100 on Tuesday, and over 6,000 cases have now been confirmed. All 50 states have now reported cases. Globally, the number of confirmed cases has now eclipsed 200,000, and the number of deaths has topped 8,000. And the leaders of 26 nations in the European Union voted on Tuesday to temporarily close their borders to people from countries outside of the EU to help slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. The travel ban marked the first joint response to the pandemic in the EU. The measure also prohibits sending medical supplies to other countries. The ban, which Britain didn't plan to join, will remain in place for at least 30 days. EU leaders said they would continue the free circulation of goods within the zone. European citizens and residents returning home will be allowed in. Medical professionals and scientists also will be exempt. France and Spain also announced massive relief packages to soften the economic damage of the crisis. To combat the economic devastation that coronavirus is leaving in its wake, the White House has announced that it is looking to send checks directly to Americans. The announcement comes as many parts of the United States have taken extraordinary measures to halt the spread of the coronavirus. California officials announced a complete lockdown of the Bay Area, including San Francisco, that requires people to stay home except for essential needs, a measure that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says he is also considering. Tuesday was another devastating day at the polls for Bernie Sanders in Florida, Arizona, and Illinois, where in-person voting turnout was low, but early voting in Florida and Arizona pushed Biden to clear victories. In Ohio, polls were ordered closed as a public health measure after a judge declined the governor's request to postpone the election. On Wednesday morning, Sanders' campaign manager, Fez Shakir, released a statement saying that the senator is going to be having conversations with supporters to assess his campaign. Noting that the next primary is at least 3 weeks away, he said, in the immediate term, Bernie is focused on the government response to the coronavirus outbreak and ensuring that we take care of working people and the most vulnerable. One very good piece of news emerged from Illinois' 3rd District, where challenger Marie Newman beat 8-term incumbent Dan Lipinski, who, although he has a D next to his name and enjoyed the full support of the DCCC, was known for his staunch opposition to abortion rights and his votes against the Affordable Care Act and same-sex marriage. Way to go, Marie Newman. China announced retaliatory measures against several U.S. media outlets on Tuesday, following America's recent decision to designate 5 Chinese state media outlets as foreign mission outlets and cap the number of Chinese journalists working for those outlets on U.S. soil. U.S. national journalists for The New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post, whose press credentials expire before the end of this year, must return their press cards and were banned from reporting in the People's Republic of China, including in Hong Kong and Macau, which is typically where journalists blocked by Beijing would go to continue their work. China is also requiring the China offices of those outlets, along with the Voice of America and Time, file written reports on all their staff rosters, finances, operations, and property holdings. This is another escalation between the two countries, and it's being denounced by U.S.-based news outlets. Now, if you were stressing about getting your taxes done by April 15th, you can breathe a small sigh of relief. The deadline has been delayed by 90 days, thanks to the coronavirus. Here are a few things you can do right now. The U.S. Surgeon General is calling on healthy Americans to donate blood. The Red Cross is facing a severe shortage due to blood drive cancellations in response to the coronavirus. And let me reiterate my plea not to forget the animals stuck in shelters. If we're going to be stuck at home for the foreseeable future, this is a great time to adopt or even foster a dog or a cat. Most shelters are still open to the public, but we don't know for how long. And my fear is these animals are going to be neglected or worse. So please consider bringing home an animal who will help you through this period of isolation as much as you'll help them. If you're in South Florida, please feel free to email me, Nicole@NicoleSandler.com. These days, I'm only leaving my home to volunteer at the shelter on weekends. I'll gladly meet you at the Broward County Animal Care and Adoption Center in Fort Lauderdale and help you find your new canine companion. It's that important, and it's that important to me. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I cannot do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.